Patrick.
For HKX. Morning, Steve.
Patrick, what's happening, big man? Is everything progressing?
Just got to fix a few things on the contract for the new one, and I'll sign it today and be ready to go get a tag for it and go get it.
Great. That's great. Well, so how do you get a tag for it without having a title or, you know, all that stuff?
Basically, you can do all of it online. They do DocuSign. And they'll send, they overnighted some paperwork that had to be notarized yesterday, and I'll go to a notary today, which is a friend of mine, and get that taken care of this afternoon and send it back to them, and then file for the title and everything like that, just like normal. I mean, it just takes a day or two in between was the only difference it adds, instead of everything being done at one spot.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that sounds like a winner. So, pulling up to... he got him one. Yep. He got him a speeder.
They could probably get a few more.
Wow, and that's Campobello Cop. I didn't know that they actually used those police vehicles. Ha, ha. How about that? Be careful of the Campobello police.
Doing on this rainy day?
Instead of going down to 85 and getting on 85 and then headed towards Gaffney, I decided to play it smart and come up here and get on Highway 11 and take Highway 11 over to Gaffney. Not only is it a nice, pleasant ride, nice view, and I ain't going to have to put up another of the junk on 85.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with 85 on a dry day, much less a rainy one.
You what? That place is just a pain, I'm telling you. Well, hey, I got some stuff going on my Mosley antenna, and I got my FT8 cooking, and I hit Japan last night on my FT8, baby.
Pretty impressive.
Logging software, 10,870 miles.
What power are you running to do that?
Professor Brown in Back to the Future, I'm running 12 gigawatts. I was running about 500 watts.
Then that is a long ways.
Help from a really smart guy. That's Bob ND7J. And if you're listening, Bob, thank you. We tuned up my FT8 and cleaned up the signal some. And he showed me some tricks. Man, it works. And I tell you something else too. Have you ever heard of PSK Reporter?
But not PSK Reporter.
PSK Reporter will bring up a world map, and within just a few minutes, it will show you where your signal is making it to.
I look to the computer to do that, though.
What kind of HF radios you say you had?
991.
Is it a 991A or just a straight 991?
I'm just straight.
Tell you what, bud, we can get you hooked up. Now, do you have it hooked up directly to the N3FJP?
No, because I don't know exactly what that is.
Okay, it is a tracking and logging software. Have you got your ARRL, Logbook of the World?
Not.
And I tell you what, have you got a laptop around the house that you can use?
A few of them laying around.
Within just an hour and a half, we can have you operating your radio from your laptop 8 through your radio from your laptop.
That'd be cool. I would love to learn how to do that.
It's an interesting way of communicating. There's a couple of different ways you can do it, but it's just all digital mode, and man, it works good. HF antenna have you got up?
A dipole and an inverted V right now.
Hey, that'll work. Yep. So have you been up on 10 meter some?
A few contacts on 10 meter where I can play as a technician.
Good deal. How far away?
State New York.
All right. Hey, listen. As soon as you get that general and it opens up into those other frequencies, man, the world opens up.
I'll have a little free time once I get this truck all settled down and get my business stabilized back out. I gotta focus on it for the next little while and get it recovered.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean, bud. Well, hopefully that'll all smooth out and you'll start making some big money. Hey, has the supply chain smoothed out any?
I've got a phone call, so I'm going to catch it. I'm going to step out, KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
Have a good day, bud. Hit me again if you can. 10-4-VWA. I'm mobile.